The places where the courier changed horses were called posts, and there was a line of these posts between Boston and New York, and between New York and Philadelphia. In the far south and west, where there were not so many people, there were fewer posts and postmen. At last, the king appointed a postmaster general for the colonies, and after several men had held the office, it came to the great Benjamin Franklin. Franklin at once set about trying to improve the mail service. He traveled over the colonies, visiting many of the posts, and he tried in every way to make the mails move quickly and safely. Then came the Revolutionary War. The colonies broke away from the King of England and became the United States of America. Franklin, who had been the king's postmaster general, now became the postmaster general of the United States. The first thing he had to do was to see that George Washington could send messages to his soldiers along the battlefronts. The next thing he had to do was to see that letters could be sent back and forth among all the colonies, so that they could all work together as the new United States. He did all this so well, and he improved the mail service in so many ways, that he has been called the father of the United States Post Office. After the couriers on horseback came the stage coaches. Some of these mail coaches must have been wonderful sights, for they were painted green with red wheels. On the doors were the words, United States Mail Stage, painted in bright yellow with a spread eagle of a size and color to suit over the words. But often their bright colors were covered with mud, and in many places they could not be used at all because of bad roads. Much of the mail was still carried on horseback, especially in the far south and west.